Imagine the uproar in the golf world if Tiger Woods had not won a tournament in the past year. That's what's happening right now in NASCAR. Dale Earnhardt Jr. is NASCAR's most popular driver. He comes from a legendary stock car racing family, but Earnhardt is in the worst drought of his career. Scott Graff of member station WFAE has our story from Charlotte.
2 years ago, Dale Earnhardt Jr. was the most coveted free agent in NASCAR history. Earnhardt had already won at the sport's most hallowed tracks, including Daytona, and here at Lowe's Motor Speedway just outside Charlotte. When Earnhardt signed with Hendrick Motorsports, it was a big deal, marrying the New York Yankees of NASCAR with a driver who'd won 17 major races. Earnhardt is constantly voted the sport's most popular driver, and he's often NASCAR's number one pitch man.
That's why the Earnhardt family's had nationwide insurance for more than 30 years.
I'm comfortable with Wrangler.
Michael has taught me that NAPA parts are as good or better than the parts that came on your own car, and that NAPA parts professionals can always help you get the job done right the first time.
Yeah, and Junior taught me how to do this.
Many predicted the man they called Junior would soon win his first season championship, but fans like Kenny Hucks of Fort Mill, South Carolina, say things have not gone as expected.
Some races he's finished in the top 10 and done good, and lately he's been finishing somewhere right around on past 15 to 20. And I don't know what the problem is.
The slump has baffled Dale Jr. fans and those who cover the sport. Marty Smith is ESPN's lead NASCAR reporter. He doesn't understand Earnhardt's struggles since the other Hendrick drivers are doing so well.
Jimmy Johnson, Jeff Gordon, Mark Martin, all are winners this year. All of them are among the top 12 in points. And Junior's not. And he's not anywhere near being competitive.
Earnhardt has finished in the top five just once in 2009, and he's won only three times in the past 5 years, a period spanning 155 races. Some have begun to question Earnhardt's talent, but Fox Sports analyst Larry McReynolds says that's not the problem.
He has run well at every given racetrack. Dale Earnhardt Jr. has not forgotten how to drive a race car.
But Earnhardt has clashed with his crew chief, and Junior has off-track interest. He owns a lower-level race team, a realty company, and a bar. Earnhardt's boss, Hendrick GM Marshall Carlson, says whatever the problem is, it's not a lack of focus or dedication.
Dale wants to be a champion as bad as anybody I've ever seen, and he's willing to put the effort into that with the team and with his own work ethic.
Earnhardt has had little to say about his poor performance, but it's easy to see it has him puzzled. After a recent practice session, Junior looks worn out.
Only when you run bad, you know, the pressure's there. When you run good, everything's great. You know, you're living up to expectations and doing what you want to do and accomplishing what you want to accomplish. But when you run poorly, you know, it's tough on everybody.
Earnhardt's contemporaries know how much is expected of the 34-year-old who's considered the face of his sport. Teammate Mark Martin says Earnhardt handles the pressure well, but he's not envious.
I feel that he's the strongest man, got the broadest, strongest shoulders of any man in NASCAR racing, and I would not trade places with him.
A win in one of NASCAR's biggest races this Sunday would help Junior's problems, but another poor performance will mean the drought continues, and that the scrutiny will too. For NPR News, I'm Scott Graff in Charlotte.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.